We have this ideal society which Arthur has wrought. And so now we're going to have another change. So we're going to have a change from Arthur's society to a society represented by Mordred, dresses in black, wears a little pearl. I'm always suspicious of guys who dress in black and wear little pearls on their lapel. A little diamond. I think it's a diamond. Probably a big diamond. It seems that Mordred has proclaimed himself King of England under this new order of his. He has told his thrashers that we are dead, you see. And he is going to marry Gwen. The letter itself explaining this is from Guinevere, and they are besieging her in the Tower of London in Arizona. No, that's London Bridge. And Mordred is now using guns. And so they keep mentioning every time, it's like later, Lancelot mentions the boars that they're using cannons. He says, cannons? So obviously this is symbolic of the end of knighthood too, because once you have guns, once you have cannons, obviously your armor isn't doing you much good. So one more illustration of the end of times as they were. They even say that clearly, lest you miss the point, about 60% of the way down in 621. Now that the guns have come, said Arthur, the table is over. It's not only split then, it's over, and they must hurry home. The key here is, too, that this is the end of feudalism, and we spoke right at the beginning of the class that feudalism, the feudal structure, which is based on fealty, a nice word for fidelity, fealty is what you owe to your lord in the feudal hierarchy, so faithfulness, fidelity is broken, and of course if that's broken, then the feudal system is broken, and chivalry, the knightly code, is based upon this culture. So the culture upon which it's a part is gone. Obviously, the whole thing is asunder. So things don't look good.